Welcome to the 21st Century K podcast. I'm Hannah. I'm a kindergarten teacher, and I help other teachers bridge the gap between traditional kindergarten and 21st century expectations. In today's episode, we're going to talk about math and how to find the balance between what you might have found on an old school kindergarten report card and the rigorous standards we have today. Thanks for joining. When I went back into the kindergarten classroom after being an interventionist for 5 years, it was around the same time that the new Common Core standards were being released. In fact, I was on a regional committee for the state of Kentucky to unroll, unpack, and look at all those standards and decide how they best fit with Kentucky's plan for curriculum. And I was excited. I was thrilled as a primary teacher to finally have standards that were just for my grade. You see, prior to this in Kentucky, our standards were called core content and they were for grades K through 4 and then tested at the 4th grade. So each district had to do their own vertical alignment to make sure that the standards were being covered in each grade level as children went through school so that they reached mastery by end of 4th grade and were able to take the state standardized test. So as a kindergarten teacher, to have my own set of standards that were my responsibility was a breath of fresh air for me. Not everybody felt that way. It was difficult for some teachers who had been in the classroom to let go of some things that maybe weren't in their assigned standards anymore, or pick up some things that were new and much more rigorous. So I was at an advantage coming into the kindergarten classroom, ready for the standards and not having any preconceived curriculum and starting from scratch, starting fresh. So with math, it's never been my favorite thing to teach. Disclaimer, I love reading, love everything about it, love following children as they read and helping them as they struggle and celebrating their success. But with math, I just don't get the same good feeling. I enjoy when my students are successful and I know my content. It's just not my most favorite thing. And the funny part is both of my siblings are high school math teachers. I don't understand them and they don't understand me. That's for another day. We teach our kids to our standards in the classroom. And that was what I set out to do teaching kindergarten. I had a really great knowledge base about reading, but not so much about math. So I was really relying on the standards to guide my instruction. So I went in head first thinking, we're going to learn the standards and teach only the standards and teach them to mastery. And I quickly found that the store-bought programs that we were using did not align with our new state standards. And so we worked as a team to find the right program to help our kids master standards. And I know all of this sounds probably like what you did too. But we found as we went on that there was a piece that our children were missing. And it was a piece that was going to be required of them just a few years later on our state test. And that is problem solving. We don't think about kindergartners needing real life examples and problem-solving strategies. But the fact is, we know in today's world that not only are they ready to learn those things at an early age, but they need to learn those things at an early age. And if you go back and look at some old-school kindergarten requirements, problem-solving is in there. And maybe it's even more important than some of those rote standards and rote skills that we stress about today. I looked up some old kindergarten report cards, and several of them didn't even have math listed as a subject. Instead, it had things like notices, likenesses, and differences in the world around them or between various objects. It also, old report cards also had things like counting objects, period. Just counting things. It wasn't detailed like I can count forward from a given number or I can show one-to-one correspondence by touching each thing as I count or I can recognize and write my numbers 1 to 20 like we have today. It was just counting. And when you think about it, counting is a pretty loaded concept that all kids do need to know, but there's a whole lot more that you can do with it when you strip it down and you look at what's most important for the learner to master. So here, old school meets new school in the problem solving. We've got to have in this day and age more problem solving in our math instruction. Kids need to be able to master those standards and skills. Yes, we've upped the ante from being able to just count objects to being able to do all of those other things I listed that are in the Common Core standards. But we have to make sure and include real life. And real life is problem solving. And problem solving with standards today means applying all of those early numeracy skills that they're mastering through the standards. And we do assess children in the upper grades in this way, but sometimes I think we shortchange our kindergartners because they are perfectly capable of taking assessments, of applying their learning, and of solving problems, especially in the area of math. Every single day, my class spends time working on problem solving, and we have one problem of the day that's a word problem. Usually there's pictures and drawing involved, or there's some sort of manipulative, or we act it out, but always, 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 we talk about strategies. And I'll say, I know you probably know the answer to this problem, but don't tell me that first. Let's talk about what you can do to solve this problem. And you know, talking about math brings me back to that old school kindergarten report card. Because you know what else is on all old school kindergarten report cards, and it's given just as much weight as numeracy skills? Speaking and listening, explaining their thinking, and being able to explore and discuss the world around them. Wow. When we forget that and we get so bogged down in those standards and those skills, we forget that our kindergartners need to explore the world around them. One kindergarten report card I found even said explore and show interest in the world around them. And I don't think they were talking about the online world when they put that on their report card in 1975. Kindergartners need to be aware. They need to be prepared to solve problems in the world around them. And the most natural place to start with that, in my opinion, is math. Every single day we solve a problem together. And then as the weeks progress and they improve on a skill, they're able to complete some sort of open-ended or task-related problem-solving activity. I can really tell in those moments the students who are not only learning their basic numeracy skills, like the standards say, but are also able to apply them to solve problems. It does us no good if our children get to third and fourth grade and they have all these facts memorized, but they don't understand how to use that knowledge to solve problems. When I hear my sister talk about teaching AP calculus at her high school, she says, you know, I can teach them the little pieces of math they might be missing, but they have to be able to tackle a problem and come up with strategies based on the things that they know. When I hear her say that about 18-year-olds, I think it is just as much my responsibility with my 5-year-olds as it is hers. So math in the 21st century looks different than it did back when I was in elementary school. We have a lot more rigor, and there's a lot more involved in teaching our kids math content now in kindergarten than was there 30 and 40 years ago. And that's okay, because kids today can handle it, and they can do it, and we know how to teach them. Kids back then could have done it as well. We have to, though, remember to include those other parts that are so important that we sometimes forget. Problem solving, experiencing real world examples, and learning how to explore and show interest in the world around them. And I think starting to integrate those ideas into math with your math lessons is a wonderful place to start. So what can you do in your math lessons today or tomorrow to improve? What can you add or take away to make sure that children are learning to apply all of the skills and all of the standards that you're teaching? Maybe you'll have a class problem solving time. Maybe you'll talk more about the why in your small math groups. Or maybe for a lesson, you'll put down the worksheets and just let your kinders explore, interact, and show interest in the math world around them. Thanks for listening.